Talk About on Radio Kerry.
Now, we're going to start this afternoon with a rather unusual topic, and it's the subject of visiting graves. Visiting the place where your deceased loved one or family member is buried. Now, I know a lot of people get comfort from doing this, and they bring flowers, or they say a prayer, or they just feel it brings them closer to their loved one when they visit a grave. But equally, other people feel it's not for them. They get nothing from it and it makes no difference to the whole grieving process. So why is it so different for everybody and why does it vary from person to person? Well, I have Mary Johnson from Tralee in studio with me to have a chat about this. Mary, you're very welcome.
Thank you. And I'm from Galway.
I'm from Galway, living in Tralee. You might just move the hands away from the microphone
there. Oh, thank
you. You're perfect. No, you can leave them on the table. But, Mary, where do you stand on the whole issue of visiting graves?
Well, when you asked me to talk about it, it reminded me of my late mother. And our father died very suddenly from a heart attack. And we didn't know for some time afterwards that, you know, when we were going to school and that she would walk up to the cemetery. And then one day she thought to herself, why am I doing this? He's not there. And that she was just tormenting herself, that because he had always said that if anything happened to him, he wanted to keep us to keep on living. Now, I was in Galway about a year or two ago, and my sister asked me what I'd been doing during the morning. And I said, told her I had been to see the neighbours. The neighbours? Oh, yes, I said. I went up to the cemetery and walked around it. And I find it very comforting in a strange way to walk around the cemetery in Galway. In fact, I find a walk in any cemetery very comforting. I really don't know why. Maybe it is the realisation that we're not here forever. That our loved ones are kept in our memory. And one grave I always visit is the grave of our grocer. You know, the grocery long ago, I was always being the eldest. I was always sent for the messages. And our grocer was a gruff enough man, but he liked me. And he always thought that I had a biscuit or two going home. And I visit his grave and think of him and say a little prayer for him that he is enjoying eternal happiness and peace. Now, I very well understand, because certainly my brother and sister aren't up at the cemetery every 5 minutes. But a custom I really think is a very good one is Cemetery Sunday, when people all gather, when there is a gathering at the cemetery, where there is communal remembrance, communal prayer, and a reminder to see to the upkeep of the graves.
Yeah, and I know the upkeep of the graves is very important, but what I'm trying to tease out is something other than that. I think we can all agree the upkeep of graves is important, but why do you think some people don't want to go to a grave? Why do you think your mum, for example, like you mentioned there, just said, why am I doing this to myself?
Because I think they are seeking something which was so much a part of them and their lives. And then the realisation comes that death really is the end of our life on earth. And what is in the grave is not the person. What is in the grave is what remained of them when their energy, their good qualities, their love, their place in our lives have gone into heaven, however we think of the afterlife. And I think that it's their way of dealing with grief.
Is it possible that some people just don't want the reminder that that person is gone? They don't want to look at a headstone or flowers on the grave or whatever.
Possibly, because my sister wouldn't accept now for Cemetery Sunday and to keep an eye on the grave. She wouldn't visit the grave. But then you see, I'm only in Galway maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't be up and down to the grave. She feels that they are gone. Whereas were I living in Galway, from time to time I would go up and visit. And I think it's to do with the person's concept of life and death and the afterlife.
Which is a very personal thing.
Very, very personal and very much, yeah. very much a part of their own psyche and their own personality and life experiences. I would not at all be critical of somebody who never goes near a grave.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that actually, because I know when there's been a bereavement in a family, you can get four or five members of the same family and they have each have a completely different reaction to visiting
they
a
have.
Grave. And some people never visit a grave.
No. And that is perfectly all right. And some people are more, I suppose I would be a more I would be more into my sentiment than my sister is.
Yeah.
And I do know of long ago, the father of a friend of mine died at young age from cancer. But for a long time afterwards, the mother wanted to visit the grave every Sunday and she dragged them all up every Sunday, which I thought was wrong. I thought it was very, very kind of our own mother not to insist that we'd be up and down to the grave every week or every five minutes, and that she didn't, that the grave was there for us to visit if and when we wished, and on Cemetery Sunday. And in fact, her own brother warned her about over-visiting the grave and insisting on everybody coming with her, because he said, they will leave you. And I think that if somebody is over-attached to visiting graves, they might want to look at their own process of grief.
Yeah, there's something deeper going on there.
Something deeper. Maybe just think about it. I'm not advocating counselling every 5 minutes, but they might want to think why.
Yeah, and just coming back to the people who don't visit graves, I have heard from time to time over the years people criticising a family member and saying, oh, she doesn't even go to her father's grave or she doesn't go to her mother's grave. And as you said already, criticising them. And the person saying that has the perception that she's forgotten her dad or she's forgotten her mother because she doesn't visit a grave. Would you agree with that
maybe
idea?
She remembers and loves her father and mother too well.
And it's too painful.
That she is willing to leave them rest in peace in the earth.
Mm.
And that she will remember them in another way. And I think it is very, very unkind to criticise or talk about people in the family who never visit graves. Each has their own. This is why I think Cemetery Sunday is such an important ritual in the yearly life of the parish and of the church, that on the one day everybody goes. So there is support, there is prayer, there is worship. And then for those who do not like visiting graves, their duty is done for the other year.
A controversial question to finish, Mary. What would your own attitude be towards when you're gone, when your time comes? Would you be upset if your children and grandchildren, for example, didn't visit your grave?
Not a bit of it.
No. You wouldn't mind at all?
No. I have given instructions. I'm to be buried in Galway, in my parents' grave. In fact, my brother and myself were standing. It's his eventual burial place as well, and you know, he said, come on, I don't want to stay here, because we were actually standing at our own grave and our own headstone, which will be added to. If my soul can soar forevermore above my beloved Galway Bay, I really don't mind who comes or who doesn't come to visit my grave. Let them. I'd rather be in their memory, and I'd rather be in the family narrative where the stories are told down and down and down.
Yeah, be remembered that way.
Yes, I think the family narrative. And again, but I think it's very, as for visiting graves, it can be very soothing and comforting, and again, bring one into the family narrative, to visit the graves of grandparents and, you know, if you're in the area,
yeah.
And to visit the grave, I think that is, or if you're passing through.
Yeah, and to remember those.
To remember
who came
those.
Us.
But I think being in the living memory is most
even
important
better.
Of all.
Well said. Well, speaking of soothing and comforting, a couple of people have texted in to say that you have a beautiful radio voice that is both gentle and soothing. So there you go, some lovely comments that came in for you. Mary Johnson, my apologies for introducing you as a Tralee woman at the outset. I should have said a Tralee resident.
Well,
proud Galway woman.
A Tralee resident. I must confess that I've spent more years in Tralee than I have in Galway. But
But you'll go back to Galway for your final journey.
Oh, definitely. And if there's an afterlife, I'll be back rattling windows and knocking on doors if they don't bring me back.
To Galway Bay. Exactly. Well, listen, I hope that doesn't happen for a very long time.
Thank you, Deirdre.
Always lovely to have you on the programme. Thank you.
Thank you.
For coming in. And I'll throw the question out to the listeners now. Would love to hear from you all. What are your thoughts on people who never visit graves? People who might lose their mum, their dad, their partner, God forbid, a child, and they just don't visit the grave. They just avoid it or whatever. What is going on there, do you think? Are you someone who visits graves yourself, and why do you do it? Let us know. 083 300 3300 to text, or indeed you can phone Mary on 066 712 3666.
Talk about on Radio Kerry.